I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Monday morning, the 7th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 7. The Lord says, I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And then we go to that very well-known scripture, which I love so much, found in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. The Lord says, for whoever, that means you, sir, it means you, madam, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, we serve such a merciful God, such a forgiving God, makes me weep sometimes. I read very recently the account where Abraham said to the Lord, Lord, if there were 50 righteous men in Sodom and Gomorrah, would you save the city? The Lord said he would. And he said, what about if there was 30? What about if there was 20? What about if there was 10 righteous men in that city? Would you save the city for the sake of those 10? And he said he would. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel I'm talking to somebody who is very burdened and heavy laden, who feels not worthy to call upon the Lord because you have disappointed God. You have broken some commandment. You know it. You did it willingly, and now you've realized what you've done. I want to say to you, own up, say sorry, truly repent, and God will forgive you. I don't care who you are. And then there might be some Pharisee, some self-righteous. No, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You know, the Lord said in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. Who is the world? It's you. It's me. It's the one who's dropped the ball. It's the one who's told that lie. It's the one who's taken something that doesn't belong to you. Take it back. Say sorry. Repent and get on with your life. The Lord says that he would save a whole city for the sake of 10 righteous men. There's not one person listening to this program today who is righteous in their own strength. No, not one. But it's by the grace. What is grace? Undeserved loving kindness. Unmerited favor. That's what grace means. We don't deserve it. But because he loves us and he says, I am your God and I will help you and I will take you out of your predicament. But we must do it God's way, and then he will be free to set us alive, to give us new hope and a new beginning. Jesus bless you richly. Remember, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Just say sorry, ask God to help you, and he'll see you through. Jesus bless you and goodbye.